with his friends. The shir is a schus l'refuas Ilan Yoav ben Adina Bracha and Esther Rus bas Naomi Sara. They should have a refuah shleima and a schus mori v'rabbi shlita. We're basing this shir on a very interesting article written by Hagaon HaRav Naftali Meir Hertz Halperin. He was born in the year 1875 to his father of Yaakov Yisrael, who was of Beis Din of Milnik, which is on the border of White Russia and Poland. He learned in his youth in Lomza and Slobodka, and afterwards in the Mir. He received smicha for Rabbanus and Dayanus from a number of Rabbanim, including the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Chiel Michal Levi Epstein of Navardik. Then the Russian-Japanese war broke out, so he moved to Frankfurt in Germany. There he was very active, Torah and Musar, thousands of Talmidim, some Makarev people to Yiddishkeit. He taught Dafyomi, very popular shir. He wrote a number of Svarim, Leib Avos on Pirkei Avos, Dorshe Rishumas for Dorshe Chamuras on Naftoras. In the year 1933, he went to Eretz Yisrael, he made Aliyah, he went to Yerushalayim. There he continued teaching Torah, and in his later years he put out his sefer Stei Naftali Bahalacha Vikarim Naftali Bahagada. In the year 1942, Nebuchadnezzar passed away from a serious illness. He has Hadronim on the Masechtas after he was Nifter, it was published. Tel Talpios is the name of the sefer. His brother put it out, Rav Shimon Halperin. He has a lot of Chadushei Torah and Ksav Yad that are going to be published in Mirta Shem. And this article was published in the Moriah Torah Journal, one of the more popular and famous high-level Torah journals in the world, in the year Tavshin Ayin Aleph, Nisan. So we're going to see very interesting sugya in Maseches Beitza. And Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Machlokas Beis Shammai says that the shear for Seor, for leaven, is a kezayis, and for chametz the shear is a kakosevis, the size of a fig. Beis Hillel says no, whether it's chametz or Seor, the shear of both of them is a kezayis. The Gemara there explains Zayin Amud Beis that linyan achila kuli amalo pligi at the shear. Everybody holds that the shear is a kezayis. Ki pligi, what are they arguing? Ilin biur Beis Shammai holds lo yalfinan biur meachila. We don't learn the chiv to burn it from the iser of eating it. And Beis Hillel says we do. And therefore, Beis Hillel holds it's a kezayis all around. And Beis Shammai says no, chametz is a kakosevis. So this is very, very shver. Asks Rav Naftali Meir Hertz Halperin Zatzal, who now we met him and we know his history. This Machlokas Rishonim, if there's Malkus on the lav of Bal Yerah, the Rambam holds that there is Malkus when a person does a Maisa, there's a Malkus on the lav of Bal Yerah, Chos Chametzumata, Perak Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Tosfos, Psachim Choftes Amid Beis holds that there's no Malkus. Since it's a lav, hanitik va'ese. Right, owning chametz bal yerah is a lav, but it's nitik va'ese that you can fix it by getting rid of it. So memela, there's no malchus. So lefi shitas hatosfos, that there's no malchus in the lav of bal yerah, it's shver. What's the nafkaminim? This machlokas. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzis shir is aser min haTorah. So even pachos mikashir, this is going to be an aser min haTorah. But what's the nafkamina lamaisa? What the shear is then? It's usher no matter what. And there's only going to be malchus. And there's never going to be malchus. So bishlem ladas ha rambam, the nafkamina is malchus. But ladas ha tesvis, that there's no malchus. What's the nafkamina in this shear? So, a number achronim are miyashiv this kasha. The dafka linyan is suri achila. Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzis shir is aser min haTorah. Linyan bal yerah, there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir. And therefore, the Tana had to teach us the Shir of Isser Chametz to tell you what's the Isser, because there is no Chatzi Shir, it's not an Isser Achila. This, of course, is not universal, as we'll see. A number of reasons were given in the Achronah to be Mechalek in this din between Bal Yeira and other Isurei Torah. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Pei Aleph explains that since that Chatzi Shir is Asur min HaTorah, it's because Chazil Itzdarufe, like it says in Yomayin Dalet Amar Aleph, and in Tosfis, Dimur Maskel Kevon, that's the Iker Tam of Rabbi Yochanan. So this doesn't apply to Bal Yeira, because this is only if there's an Isser Achila, that if there's an Isser Achila, then the what you ate before is Mitzdarif to what you're eating now. Lemafreya, you're over the original eating. But Linyan Isser Bal Yeira, this reason doesn't apply, because if you have Chametz, a half a shear of chametz, and then you marmash them the shear, you're not over lamafreh, you're only over from here now, from here on in. And if you would burn the first half of kezayis and then you have another half, then you're not over. So this about this time of the chatzil etzdaruf, this reason of chatzil etzdaruf according to the Heilige Shagas Aryeh doesn't apply here, because it's only yisr achila where lamafreh you're going to be over on what you ate, but here where it's only mikanu lahaba. And here, if you burn the first half and then you have another half, you're not going to be chayiv. So mila is no chazil etzdarufe, but this is, like we said, not universal, because Rashi holds in Shabbos, many others, that in Melachas Shabbos we hold of Rabbi Yochanan's chatzi shir asur min HaTorah. So we see that it doesn't only apply to Isurei Achila, it also applies to other Isurim as well. The Pnei Yehoshua, Beit Zayin Amud Beis, says that chatzi shir is shayach legabe Isurei Achila, since there's Hanos Grona. But other Isurim, there's no Isur Torah of Chatzi Shir, only if it's a Hanaz Garon. The only problem is that in Chulin, and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, we say that if a person eats a Chatzi Zayis, he vomits it, and then eats another Chatzi Zayis, he's Chayav, because he was Nene from a Kizayis. So the Mashmos is, the Mashmos is that Hanaz Grono is only b'kizayis. The Pnei Yehoshua wants to say that, you know why there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir Achila? Because there's Hanaz Grono, because he's getting Hana in his mouth, in his throat. So there's a Chatzi Shir. But not other assuming there's no Hanaz Grono. But no, we see Hanaz Grono only requires a whole Shir. And therefore, Achal Chatzi Zayis Fikiv, Achazara Chatzi Zayis Chayiv. Why? Because he's Nana B'sacha Kol b'kizayis. You see that Hanaz Grono requires a kizayis. And you could say they were only talking about a chiv karbon, but maybe in Isser there's even less than this, because he has hana, maybe. In the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, he also writes that there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir by Bal Yeroi, and the reason is because that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, is only Shayach Gabe Achila, because the person is Achshavei L'Achila, so he's Machshavei with his Achila. But in Shari Surim, that there's no union of Achshavei, there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir, but that wouldn't explain our Mishnah that talks about a shear of chametz and seor, because according to the Chacham Tzvi, it's mistaber that if a person buys chametz, he's over be'isser, even on a chatzi shear, because he's machshevit with his maisa kniya, and that's what the Shus Yankiv writes in Orachayim Tav Mem Beisiv Kotnvav B'dasa Chacham Tzvi. So since the person's machshev be'achiloso, the be'kniyoso, he would be chayib even for a chatzi shear. And the Mishnah says that you're never over on chametz or seor unless it's a shear of a kezayis or a kakosevis. So it's hard to say the svar of the Chacham Tzvi, because if the whole svar is achshavei, then when a person buys it, he is achshavei, and therefore he should be chai for a chatzi shear. So we're still between a rock and a hard place over here. We have to go now to the Again, we're trying to figure out why the Mishnah gave us shiurim for chametz and seor when there doesn't seem to be any nafkamina. And it's hard to say that there's no shiur for bal yeirah, as we already proved. Lachor, there is an isur of chatzi shiur for bal yeirah, so it's usur all around. The tzlach chidushim lebeitza based on an aleph is metaritz, so we can say there's an afkamil in isur chametz she'over alav a pesach. If you have chametz that was over that one owned during pesach, according to Reb Shimon in Pesachim chavtesam but aleph midarais not aser ba'anah, but the rabbis aser mishum knas, since the person's over on bal yeirah. And that's the machlokes between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'shir chametz, that according to Beis Shammai the shir is a kosevis, and if he only had a kezayis v'avar lava pesach, it's not going to be aser ba'anah after pesach. But according to Beis Hillel, it's aser ba'anah because he was over on bal yeirah. What the tzlach means is that even though he's over an iser, even b'chatzi shir, nevertheless, it's not considered that he's over on bal yeirah, because chatzi shir, as is known in the achronim, is not ka over al guf halav. It's stam an iser, but it's not that lav that you're over. It's not that iser. It's an iser of chatzi shir, or iser klali. And therefore, if a person only had a chatzi shir, then there's not going to be a knas after yontif. The tzlach asks on his teretz that the reason that we learn this machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Maseches Beitza Zok the Gemara is because these are kulas of Beis Shammai and chumras of Beis Hillel gabe yomtiv, like Rashi says. And if the nafkamina is b'shir chometz lenin iser hana achar pesach, if the nafkamina is for after pesach, so it turns out then this machlokas is talking about after yomtiv and not yomtiv, so that wouldn't stem with the Gemara. You could say no, that the Gemara says that it's talking about yomtiv, that the etzem, the Sharish Machlokas is Lainyan the Yisra Yantiv, and then it just has Hashlachot. It has ramifications for after Yantiv. That would be the Nafkamina, but it's talking about Yantiv itself, maybe. So therefore, really is talking about Yantiv, and maybe that's the Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is Bekesher the Knas after Yantiv. For a Chatzi Shir, there wouldn't be. For a Shir, there would be, so we have to know the Shir. Noch Ateretz von Tzlach. Nafkamina, Libad Rebbe Yehuda, who holds Psachim Chavalaf Amir Aleph. Ain biur chometz ela b'sreifa. And if so, there's a nafkamina if the one was soreif ani yantif, if he's like a mishum iser melacha, or he's not, since he's makayim the essay of tashbisu and essay derech alois essay. And even though he's not allowed to soreif chometz on yantif, because yantif is an essay and alois essay, an essay derech essay alois essay. Nevertheless, the lav of Yom Tov is nidche because of the assay, and therefore, since the assay knocks off the lav, there would be no malchus. So we have to know when one is not going to get malchus for sreifa, there has to be a shear. But the tzlach asked on this that we learn this machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Maseches Beitza, because these are three areas where Beis Shammai is mekel and Beis Hillel is machmir and yomtiv, like Rashi says at the beginning of Beitza. And if we say that their machlokas is linyan malchus when he burned kezayis chametz and yomtiv, that according to Beis Shammai he's going to get malchus since he wasn't makayim the mitzvah of tashbisu because there's no shir kumtais, that Beis Shammai is lechumra. So why is this mentioned like Abe Kule Beis Shammai? It's not a Kule Beis Shammai, it's a Churma. He's getting Malchus even for burning a Kezayis. And this Yisoid of the Tzlach, that if a person burns Chametz on Yantif, he's not getting Malchus because he's Makayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, because the essay of Tashbisu is Deicha the Lois Essay of Yantif. This is Be'etzem Tolu in a Machlokas Rishonim. The Tzlach is like the Shita of the Riva, famously in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. That we say in Is Deicha Lois Essay of Essay is that it's not Deicha the Essay, but the Lav is Nidche. But the As Tosis and Gedushin is not like that. That the Lois Essay, Sheshima Essay, the Lav is also strong, and the Essay didn't Deicha anything. And according to them, the Tosis and Kedushin, definitely one would get Malchus and Sreifas Chometz and Yantiv, even if it has a Shir Hashbasa, because the Lav is not Nidche Mipnei Esei Shetashbis Shel Tashbisu. So this answer of the Tzlach doesn't work for the two reasons that we mentioned. Either it would come out of Kula according to Beis Shammai, and the Megara says it's a Chumra, or because it only works according to one Tosis, but according to another Tosis, one would get Malchus even if one burns a Shir. So Nachamol, we're asking, what do we need to know the Shir for? Another way possibly we could be Miyashev, is that the nafkamina b'shir iser chametz is l'inyan alav de los sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, that if a person has chametz pachas mekashir, he's not over in this iser of shechting the carbon pesach while owning chametz, and that's the machlokes beis shammai and beis hillel, if the shir chametz l'inyan zeh is b'kizayis or b'kakosevitz. But we can't say this because in Yerushalmi and Pesachim, Perakei Halacha Dalet, we bring a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Shir Chametz, and it says there that Beis Shammai is moide the iser achila habe b'kizayis v'lo nechgua linyan biur, and the Yerushalmi has a suffix if linyan iser shchitas ha-pesach ala chametz, the shir is kizayis k'achila or kakosevitz k'biur. And if we say the whole nafkamina in the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is linyan iser shchitas chametz ala pesach ala chametz, so what's the suffix of the Yerushalmi? It's pashut that the shir of Beis Shammai is l'inyan biur. Otherwise, what's their machlokas with Beis Shammai? So you see, before the Yerushalmi came out, that this can't be the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as far as the issue of lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, because the Yerushalmi asks what the shir is according to Beis Shammai and lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. If that's the whole machlokas, there wouldn't even be a question. So it's beautiful, beautiful Torah from Rav Naftali Meir Hertz Halperin. From Poland, from Germany, from Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh. So now the Rav says that maybe we can answer that even if one is over on Bal Yerah B'chatzi Shir, but there is an afkamina b'shir chametz with respect to a number of matters. One afkamina would be, according to the Gemara in Yuma, Ein Dalit Amid Aleph, that Chatzi Shir, the reason of Chatzi Shir Asa Minatara is Chazi Litzdarufe, because it can be mitzdaif to a whole Shir. Lefizeh writes that Tzlach and Psachim and Dalit Amid Aleph, that a person eats a Chatzi Zayis Chometz B'soif Yilim Hashvi Shol Pesach, there's no Isser Torah. Why? Because it's not Chazi Litzdarufe, that even if he eats afterwards, it's not going to be Mashal in the Shir. So if you eat it at the end of the seventh day, then there's going to be no Isser Chatzi Shir because of no Chazi Litzdarufe. So it says the Heilig Kashik Lover, the Eretz Tzvi, the same thing would apply to the Isser of Bal Yerah, that if a person buys Chametz the last second of the seventh day, then he's not over in the Isser Torah because not Chazi Litzdarufe because there's been no time to buy more. So Linyan Zed is a Machlokes, what's the Shir of Chametz that one is going to be over when a Chatzi Shir isn't Shaykh, when there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir? So there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir. We need to know what a shir is. So what's the shir that if you buy it at the last second, that only then one will be chayv? That if one buys a half a shir, he won't be chayv. But we have to know what the shir is in order to know what to ask her to buy at the last second. Another teretz possibly is al pi divrei Tosfos b'Shavuos chof gimel amid beis dibur maschil demuki, that even though Chatzi Shir is asur min haTorah, nevertheless a Shavua is Chal. Why? Because it's an Isura Be'alma. It's not considered Mushbav Omer in this particular Isser if it's only a Chatzi Shir. So what would be the Nafkamina then in the Shir? That if a person's Nishba, if he makes an oath to be Mevar Chometz, to be Mevar Kizayis, according to Beis Shammai, the Shavua is Chal, because the Chatzi Shir. Beis Hillel, the Shavua is not Chal, because that's the Shir. To ready us around Bal Yerah, Mushba V'Omed Mehar Sinai. So, the Sefer Big Day Yantav and Beitzer writes another Nafkamina B'Shir Isser. So maybe that's a Nafkamina. Is the Shua going to be Chal on the Chatzi Shir? However, in this is Dochak, because in Pashas is Mash Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is Be'ikara Isser. That Beis Shammai you're only over B'Kakosevitz, Beis Hillel you're only over Kizayis, and not about buying at the last second of Yomtiv, or whether a Shavu is Chal. So therefore it would appear that we could be Be'ashiv the Kasha, that Be'emes one is not over on Bal Yerah on a Chatzi Shir. And even if the Isser of Chatzi Shir applies to all Isurim, nevertheless maybe the Isser of Bal Yerah doesn't have a Isser Chatzi Shir. And the reason is because L'inyan Achilas Chametz there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir. Because the Torah assered hanah from chametz. Since the Torah answered hanah from chametz, and a chatzis shir is hanah, and whenever you saw hanah, you don't need to shir kezayis. So because of this, there is no iser chatzis shir le'inyan achilas chametz. So generally, for a surei hana, you don't need a shir kezayis. But here, by achila, the shir is kezayis, and therefore there must not be an iser of chatzis shir. And memela, by bal yura, there's also not an iser of chatzis shir, like we see in the Gemara Pesachim Hamad Aleph, that there's a hekesh between hashbasas chametz and achila, and from this we learn the shira chametz lenin hashbasa, and because of this, since lenin achila there's no iser of chatzi shir, so hu adin leinyan hashbasa. So that's one answer, that there's taka no by bal yira, there's taka no iser of a chatzi shir, just like there's no iser of a chatzi shir by achila, and therefore we have to know the shir. Another possible teretz to this kasha is that the machlokas beishamen beisfil is nin achi of malchus, and even though Tosa says Ain lokan alav shabal yara, since it's nitik la'ase, nevertheless we can say that according to Beis Shammai, Tosus would agree that on this lav hanitik la'ase, one does get malchus. Why? Because it's not a nitik la'ase. We thought in the kashi was a lav hanitik la'ase, but it's really not. And the reason is, according to the Tzlach, Pesachim Chavtes Amid Beis, Beit Zayin Amid Beis, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are only arguing in this shir of chametz lenin iser bal yira. This whole machlokas is only with regard to the iser of bal yira. That in this machlokas, Beis Shammai doesn't hold of the iser of bal yira unless there's a kakos seves, and Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel says a kezayis. The whole shir is the iser of bal yira. Aval le'inyan essay to tashbisu, with regard to the essay of tashbisu, there Beis Shammai agrees that it's even be kezayis. Why? Because it says in the pasuk of tashbisu soor, tashbisu soor mi batechem, and therefore we learn chametz from soor, and since soor is a kezayis, chametz is also going to be a kezayis. So with respect to the mitzvah of hashbasa, hashbasa is a different shir. It's kezayis. It's only iser of bal yira that it is a kakosevis, according to Beis Shammai. Lefize, we can say that according to Beis Shammai, vadai, the iser chametz is not nitig la'aseh. Why? Because the lav was said about a kakosevis, and the essay was said about a kezayis, and this is not considered a lav a nitikla essay, like we find in the Rambam in Tumor Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, that the lav of lo yamir is not nitikla essay. Why? Since the lav is shayich even to shutfin and tzibur, and the essay of Tumorasi HaKodesh is not noeg. So if the lav and essay aren't shavin, if they're not equal, then the lav is not considered nitikla essay. And here also we can say the same thing. Here also we can say the same thing, that according to Beis Shammai, the essay is b'kezayis, and the lav is b'kakoseves, that's not considered a nitikla essay, and therefore there's malchus. And that the Tosfos says that Ain Lokan Alava Balyara is only according to Beis Hillel that the shear and the essay of the shear of the essay and the lava are the same. And therefore it's a lava nitikla essay. But according to Beis Shammai, that they have a different shear, it's not going to be considered a lava nitikla essay, and there will be Malkus. And that's the Nafkamina, the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Beshir Isur Chametz. That whether or not there's going to be, according to Beis Shammai, whether or not there's going to be Malkus. Beis Shammai says that if it's Seor, it's a Kezayis, if it's Chametz, it's a Kakoseves. And we have to know that, and the reason we have to know that is for Malkus. And don't tell me that it's a lav and itikla essay, because since the lav and the essay have different shiurim, it can't be considered a lav hanitak la'essay. And by the way, with this svara, the Beshagas Aryeh in Siman Pei Beis explains the reason of the Rambam, that he holds that Balyara is not a lav and itikla la'essay. Why not? Because women aren't mitzuv in the essay of Hashbasa, because it's mitzvah Seishman Grama. They're mitzuv in the lav of Balyara, so the lav and the essay aren't equal, and therefore it's not considered a lav hanitik la'essay. So Baruch Hashem, we were zoche to see neflos mitaras Hashem, and we should be zoche lilmodu l'lamed lishma v'la'asos, and the author of these chedushim, Hagon Rav Naftali Meir Hertz Halperin, should be a melitz yosher for all of us in the schus of learning his Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.